Have you been thinking, how am I going to move forward this year, especially in a leadership role? Then you're going to want to listen to this episode as we talk about how we can lift as we climb.
You're listening to the Dynamic Women podcast. Each week, you'll be inspired by our global community of women. They'll share with you tools and stories to help you be dynamic in every area of life. He's your host, award-winning coach, and the CEO and founder of Dynamic Women, Diane Ralston.
Hello, lovely Dynamic Women. Welcome to the Dynamic Women podcast. I'm Diane Ralston, your host, and we have the talented, creative leader here, Heather O'Dendel. Hi, Heather. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. Happy to have you here. Why don't we kick things off by having you share a little bit about yourself?
Sounds good. Well, I am joining you today from sunny Whistler, British Columbia. I moved up here 20 years ago to pursue a career in events. And so that has kind of, that navigates my story a little bit, which we'll get into. But yes, I'm the founder and CEO of W North, which is a community membership and a conference supporting women on a journey towards senior executive leadership. And I am also a event producer, and I have an event company based here in Whistler.
Yes, you've been doing some really great work in the world, definitely in alignment with what I want to have happen in the world. So thank you for all that you do. I am a member of W North. That's how, I think, how we originally met. And I have been for many years now. But let's first start with, like, where did you start? I know you said you went into Whistler in the event management. So maybe share a little bit more about that.
For sure. So my first gig was in event sponsorship for Whistler Blackcomb, the ski resort. So I moved up here. I had a brilliantly fun job. I got to, you know, lean out the side of helicopters for ski shoots. And I looked after sponsorships at some of the major festivals in town. So a very fun start to my career. And then it was a couple of years after moving into freelance roles that I actually decided to start my own business. I actually did a contract for the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. And after that contract completed, that's when I started my own business. There was a stint in Vancouver, which is where I went to university, but I kept getting drawn back to the community here in Whistler. Mm-hmm. And it was 14 years ago that I started my event company. And then it was actually, I mean, I can get right into the story and the foundations of when and why I started W North. I was actually, back up for a second. I want to acknowledge that when you first start a business, I always say this, it's, you know, not always, you know, getting the right clients or all of the clients that you need. So I actually picked up a part-time job and I was a wine sales rep for a Fortune 500 company that was based out of New York, and loved that role. It allowed me to grow my business on the side, but also have kind of a more of a corporate role where I was doing on in-person sales for the Sea to Sky, Sunshine Coast, and West Vancouver. But it was that experience at that company, you know, a large, previously family-owned company that went to IPO and then was publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange and saw the stock move from $17 to $242 while I was at the company. And you'll all ask, how many shares did I have? Not many, because I was quite young when I was working there. Wish I had more. But the point being, it was a very competitive environment. It was a very, you know, there were targets, moving targets all the time. And so it was a cutthroat industry. And it was that experience that sort of gave me that window into being a mid-management professional in a large corporate environment. And actually, at the time, I was, even though I had on-site and in-person responsibilities, I was essentially one of the few remote employees for the company. So I had that other layer of being a remote employee and having proximity bias because I wasn't near a head office. So it was that experience that led me to sort of go on a journey to find a community that was really supporting women at a particular life stage and a particular career stage. ambitious women, driven women who had their eyes on bigger things, either building businesses or being in the C-suite one day. And it was kind of that experience and looking for that community. When I couldn't find it, I started the first W North Conference in 2015.
Yes. Yes. And being that you have the event background and you still do events, but that was probably a nice just movement into it. But W North has grown into so much more. So listeners, we're going to kind of dive into this idea of like lifting as we climb, the importance of that for women in corporate or in their own businesses, as you were saying. And so listen to as Heather and I talk this through for areas that you think like, wow, yes, I'm lacking in that. I'm looking for that. I don't know how to get forward, because that's what we're really going to cover today, is how you can get forward, move forward towards your goals, how you can move up in the ladder where you might feel like there's a little bit of a glass ceiling there. Or I just recently talked when I was doing the opening keynote for the recent LEAP conference about the broken rung, how a lot of women aren't even getting past that first opening level of management. So if you're desiring any of this, definitely this episode is going to be for you, because we're going to talk about that and some strategies and tools that you can use in order to move yourself forward with others around you. That's the key piece, with others around you. So W North, it has grown from this one conference into so much more. So speak maybe about what was your original idea, and then where are you today with it?
Oh, no, that's great. I love to sort of talk about the journey, because we're 6 months away from our 10-year anniversary, which I can't even believe. But yes, it does, things do change and they evolve. And, you know, we started with the conference, and to your point, that was, I had that skill set. So it was actually my husband who sat me down and said, you know, you have this skill set, you have this experience as an event planner. So why don't we just give it a go? Mm. And let me tell you, anyone who has like visions of starting a conference out there, it takes about 3 years to make any money. So don't just decide maybe that you want to just
be inspired,
do it.
Inspired by you and then go do it and think they're going to build this.
I mean, I'm grateful if they're inspired by me. That's amazing. But, you know, and it was a big leap, and it was a bit of like a jump off a cliff that in the end worked out really well. But I almost didn't do the second conference. I actually found out the week of the first conference that I was pregnant with my first child, which was very exciting. But I was also very sick with morning sickness. And so there was that experience, but it was around, and we're going to get into this in a second, but it was the women around me that attended the conference that actually kind of rallied for me. And as I said, you know, if I'm going to do this again, I can't do it with such a small team. So it was that year we actually, before we had sort of grown to being able to have people on payroll, we had like a volunteer organizing committee, and that committee helped for the next 2 years grow the conference. Wow. And the evolution to kind of the bigger things that you're alluding to was actually a lot of the women who were coming year after year to the conference and having that experience and putting their hand up and saying, I absolutely love this, but I need more of it in my life. I need some more of this community in my city. I'm in Calgary or I'm in Toronto. And before we even launched the membership, we started doing our Connect dinners. So these dinners we started doing at the conference in Whistler, and we kind of evolved them. And they were a great marketing strategy too, to like take the W North experience out into the world. So that was kind of our first evolution. We started doing Connect dinners, and they were really kind of taking off, and we experienced that a lot of women wanted to kind of build out a membership and a community. So this was always, I like to tell the story that this was member driven, the membership launch. So we started with six chapters. We now have 10, and we have right now we have six chapters in Canada, and we're just rebooting. So we've had New York the whole time, but we're rebooting San Francisco and Austin post pandemic. And we have a chapter in London as well, London, England. So, you know, the model and the membership kind of grew. We launched in 2018, so we're just coming up on 6 years. And it's a hybrid membership that, as you know, because you're a member, we offer stuff virtually as well as in person. And so I think every member has a different experience and different access depending on where they live. Some people don't live in a chapter city. So we've now moved to, I believe we've hosted over 400 events in variety of sizes, from Connect dinners all the way to our conferences. And, you know, I think the base of what we do is bringing women together to support one another's growth. So that's kind of a little bit about the evolution.
Yeah. And so listeners, I want you to really pick up on the fact that Heather kind of did what she wanted to do, did what it was in her skill set, then listened to someone else who was believing in her and giving her kind of the little bit of a push. And then she asked for help to make it happen. And then she continued to listen to her people. And so in your business, if you want to move your business forward, you have to listen to your audience, listen to your clients and your customers and see what do they need? What do they want? And that's how really this is built out to be more than it originally was. Like you didn't have this big vision. I'm going to create this multi-chapter membership driven, multi-country organization, but you did. And I'm just going to read out the mission, and then I'd love to hear a little bit more, because you're very, very well like researched on gender equality, gender, the pay gap, all the stats in there. I'm not going to like put you on the spot for stats and where they came from, but just anything that you want to share. But I'm going to read out your mission statement first: to develop more women to leading positions in business. In doing so, we will elevate the teams they work in, the families they lead, and the communities in which they live. So it's really around the leading positions.
And there's also that element of when we are supporting these women, it's more than just the women that are affected, you know, and in a positive way. You know, it's the communities, it's their families, them feeling supported. They're able to show up for their family in a better way. Before we started doing a lot of our content, I really noticed this, especially in corporate leadership. There was not a lot of wellness talk. You know, it was like, well, you know, internal corporate leadership, it was all about negotiation, or it was about executive presence, or it was just very focused on how you show up at work. And so when we started doing it, we of course have that content, but we wanted to see content that was also focused on the personal side and the wellness side and the things that thankfully have over the last 10 years have creeped into corporate culture and learning and development a little bit more, but also looking at a lot of the leadership training from a gendered lens, from a female's perspective, because a lot of the business books, and Carrie Gallant, who you know, posted something a few years ago that I'll never forget, which was basically, you know, a number of top 25 business leadership books, and not a single one was published by a woman. That is shifting. But we always, you know, we were always getting a lot of our content and our leadership-driven training from a male's perspective. So those are some of the things that I wanted to see change.
Yeah, very true. It's funny. I was invited to go to a conference that was all about like how to be a more powerful woman and live a better life and all this. And every single speaker was male. And I thought, how? And then someone introduced me to a person who, a male who runs, and this is not dogging men at all. We love our guys. We just need a female perspective, especially a mother's perspective as well. He was talking about this, introduced because he does leadership development and corporate development. And I was introduced, and I focus on working with women. And I asked him, so do you have like how many modules are in there around parenting or return to work or being a woman in the workplace or any of that? And he was like, kind of embarrassed. He was like, none. I said, okay. So I said, I'm not saying that we don't have the male's perspective. Like you need to have the male's perspective as much as you need the woman's perspective. And so that was quite interesting for me. What are some of the stats out there, or the just different bits of truthful ways that society is right now with women that really kind of get you ticked off? Or
ooh, All right. Yes. The one that I really, really like to focus on is something called proximity bias. And so proximity bias is the bias that mostly women or people who choose, let's call it people who choose remote work or to work from home in a hybrid environment. It is the bias that they experience when it comes to maybe a promotion that's being offered or a special work opportunity. Mm-hmm. And because they're not in the office or they're not present in person at a meeting that's hybrid, or that they're not considered for it. So an example of proximity bias, and this is actually a company that is systematically baking in proximity bias to their company culture post-pandemic. So Dell came out a couple of weeks ago and said that their workers can stay remote. However, they will not have the ability to get promoted. So Dell was actually a company that pre-pandemic was remote first, and they have, although they have their headquarters, they actually did have a really strong culture for remote work. Post-pandemic, they sort of slammed this one on people about 3 weeks ago. And the problem is that you've built a company and you've built a culture based on having an acceptance of remote work and then suddenly changing the game. And we know statistically that the majority of people who take up remote work or are leaning more heavily on the work from home aspect of a hybrid environment are women and people of color. And so as sort of a mandate like this for Dell to say, you can stay working from home, but you won't get promoted, is essentially baking in that proximity bias that I was talking about. So for me, I am, you know, there is being a fundamental shift even in the way that roles are being hired for across Canada right now. If you are looking for a remote role, completely remote role, they are like finding a needle in a haystack right now. And that's been a real shift in the last 18 months. And so what you have is compounded with, you know, a lot of people losing their jobs in the tech industry and sort of fighting over maybe a smaller pool of jobs. But you also have people who are maybe like in locations where they maybe moved. A lot of people moved their entire families away from city centers. And so it's actually creating a lot of shifts. I'm seeing a lot of women rethinking their careers and, you know, starting businesses so they can have more independence, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think it's very short-sighted of some of these companies. We're going into a little bit of like sort of a contraction. So yes, there are less jobs, but in the end, a year and a half, 2 years from now, when they're going to be looking for those candidates, they're going to be hard pressed to find those really highly qualified women because they've made claims and systematic changes like this.
Yeah. And it's sad because there have been so many organizations, so many women who have kind of stepped forward to say, we're not going to deal with this anymore. And did the whole lift as we climb idea of mentoring others, being sponsors for others, doing all of these things in order to have more diversity and inclusion, to bring in both genders, to bring in people of color. And then you do this, which is kind of a sneaky way of holding back really the people that I think you and I and our organization stand for, which is horrible. Where do you hope, and then I would love for you to, we're going to talk about the Lift As We Climb conference as well, but what are like your future desires for women in leadership?
So one of the things that I like to speak about with regards to sort of breaking systemic barriers down for women is I'd like to see us change and shift some of these like really traditional structures. One of my friends in the UK started a company, which is unfortunately no longer, she had to fold the company a few years ago, which is actually the saddest part of this whole story, but it was around job sharing. And so this idea that, you know, we are held from a corporate perspective, we are held to a 40 to maybe 50 hour work week, and that's it. There are very few options outside of that. And so the concept of job sharing is actually two individuals sharing the same role, and there's usually a crossover day. So there is a cost. It is about 20% more than a traditional hire, but you essentially have two brains and two people behind each job. They work 3 days a week. And what this also allows for, obviously, it's a little bit more of a flexible environment, but it also allows for an enormous amount of brain power in those 3 days that you do get those people. So one of the examples is actually in Switzerland. When you are looking on a job site similar to like Indeed.com, you can actually search by percentage of the week that this job works. Huh. So you can search 60%, you can search 80% for a 4 day work week. And that is because they have fully embraced this model that not every corporate job has to be 40 hours a week. So when we're talking about the future that I would like to see, that's just one example of the ways that we haven't rethought the way that we work for so many years. We were forced to rethink the way that we work with the pandemic and the remote work. And everybody was like, why haven't we thought about this before? And now we're crawling out of it. And so I personally would love to see a little bit more flexibility. You see a lot of women leaving their corporate role to start businesses, which I am, 100% for. But what happens if the businesses are not successful, or if they're not making as much money as they were making before? What does that shift, what happens in that dynamic? So another thing I would like to see is I'd like to see more companies embracing, the gig economy and figuring out ways to hire small businesses and contract workers, which I know that you're very passionate about as well. So those are some of the things I'd like to see.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. My kids were actually part of a kindergarten class, which had a shared position. Same with one of the classes right now. And it's really great to see, because I know one of the teachers, the purpose of that was because she had her own child and she was wanting to spend time with her. And I think that is so important, especially for great corporate companies, to not lose their talent. Because yes, someone might go off and start their own company out of their own passion, desire, ideas, but they might feel like they're pushed out, like they don't have a choice because they're maybe part of a sandwich generation. They're taking care of the kids, they're taking care of the parents, and everything's falling on them. And so we've lost that voice now in the business. And I'm glad you brought this up now too, because it also makes me think, like, I ended up hiring two virtual assistants instead of one in the beginning. And they're both 20 hours each. And so they're actually sharing, they have different things they focus on, but there's crossover between them. And I definitely agree with how you were saying, you get two brains. And when they're on, and they're not paper pushing, because they have so many hours to get their work done. They're very, very dedicated and efficient with their time. So I guess the whole thing here is that we need to continue as women to push ourselves forward, but to bring others alongside of us. And so one way is for them to be part of a membership, to attend events with other women, to share their experiences, but also to be immersed in an environment for 3 days where they get to just be poured into with speakers, but also refill their cup by being in a beautiful location and recharging. So tell us a little bit more about this year's W North Conference, which is in Whistler. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, I love what you're saying about refilling the cup, because, when I started W North, one of the intentions, of course, I was living in Whistler, but I could have also started a conference in Vancouver. But the intentionality of picking Whistler is, know that women have a lot of pulls. They have a lot of external pulls. They have kids to pick up from school. They have all of these things. And doing a conference in a city environment where maybe they live, you don't have the same experience. You don't get to go to the dinners, or you don't get to go to the evening events and such. So we picked Whistler with intentionality. This is our 8th conference and very excited. We're moving to the 4th season so we can make it a little bit bigger this year, which we are super excited about. 250 women in person. This conference is really not just about the conference elements, but the experience as a whole. So we're getting women out into the resort. We're hosting connect dinners. So you have, you know, a intimate dinner experience with one speaker for every 10 guests. We have activities like sound bath and yoga in Lost Lake Park, trail runs in the morning through Lost Lake Trails. You know, this is a retreat meets a corporate, you know, a corporate leadership conference all rolled into one. So, you know, the theme of Lift as We Climb, you know, really comes, we've been using that for many years, but when we talked about what we were going to name it for this year, it really felt, it really called to us because it was so aligned with our mission. A lot of women join the W North community, entrepreneurs or corporate leaders, because they are missing that community and they're looking for a supportive space where they can, you know, maybe it's outside of their company, maybe it's inside of their company, but some other voice of a woman that is at a similar level in their career and in success that they can kind of, you know, bounce ideas off of or just get to know on, you know, a friendship level as well. A lot of women are coming out of the pandemic with, it's statistically known, less friends, really. And there is a little bit more of a barrier of people working from home and they're not in the office as much. And so they don't have as many work friends. So I think, you know, we'll see a lot. I love that because that is always something I hear the most about is people come to me years later and they tell me that their best friends have come from this conference. And so I love that. It just fills me with joy.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. And you've got such great speakers going to be there. I think I'm going to be part of W Talks. Is that what it's?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I'm really excited about this. This is, we are giving our members a platform to, you know, tell their story. And that is, there are so many great members coming from so many different backgrounds that have stories to tell. And so we introduced W Talks this year. It's kind of been on my vision board for a couple of years and excited to hear from our members in a Pecha Kucha style 6-minute talk. And so it's kind of fun. Yeah.
It'd be fast and furious. Love
it. Totally.
Yeah. It's going to have to be one strong message in that time. Yeah. So with this, listeners, like if you're a professional woman in corporate, this is a great place to learn so many things that are going to help you to move forward. Or, hey, if you're happy with where you are, it's still going to help you in the day-to-day of your work. And business owners like me, it's going to be different. Some of the topics you might be like, I'm not really in corporate, but I'll tell you, the people that you're going to meet, and if you show up at every single talk with the idea of I'm going to take one nugget from this, or one stat that's going to fuel me, or I'm going to meet one good person, that's all you need. And then it's a good investment of your time and your money. So corporate ladies, talk to your company, get this covered by them as continuing education. I'm sure there's a budget in there somewhere for you. Sell them on the idea that this is going to help you and you're going to bring back your ideas to the other maybe women in the office or other people on your team. And those of you who have your own business, this is an investment and you get to write it off. You get to write off the hotel, food, everything. And I love that you have it in Whistler, Heather, because if it was in Vancouver, I'll tell you, I'd be staying at my house. I'd be driving in each day. I'd still have responsibilities and have people who would need me at night. And I'm so looking forward to being in a king size bed all by myself. And I'm skipping out on the yoga because I want to sleep in and just chill and enjoy.
Amazing. No, it is really, people let their guard down in Whistler. It just has this vibe that people are, you know, and I think that's where, you know, going back to what inspired me to start this is I did go to a couple of, dare I say, stuffy networking events in Vancouver that I, and elsewhere, not just Vancouver, that I just felt like there were these inner circles and there was, you know, people were being, you know, crowding you out if you didn't know the right people. And that doesn't, it doesn't happen in Whistler. There's just this openness of, where are you from? What is your story? Let's get, you know, let's be friends. So yeah, very excited for it.
I love it. I love it. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you what your final message is to everyone listening. And I want to let all of you know, in the show notes, there's going to be a link. Please use that direct link, because that's going to get you $400 off of your conference ticket. That's for those of you showing up in person. If it doesn't work for you to be able to show up in person, you can show up virtually and you'll get 50% off the ticket. So it's only like $50 or something. Like, that's a no-brainer for you to pick up that ticket. But if you're swaying between the two, I'll tell you, the hallway conversations, the dinners out, the ability to unplug away from your job, your career, your business, that's all of those things are going to give you even more of an ROI, return on investment, for you being there. So final thoughts, final message from you, Heather.
Yeah, I think my final message is, wherever you're at in either your business or in your career, find, you know, it could be WNorth, but it could be other, you know, platforms or organizations, but find your people, you know, find people that can lift you up, that can help you through those difficult times. If you need to pick up the phone and call somebody to get some advice about something you're dealing with, we do it through, more officially, through our forums program, which you're very familiar with, Diane. Like, there is so much power in community. And if you are feeling a little bit like your tribe is a little bit on the weaker side, then I employ you to go out and find your people wherever they may be.
Yeah. So actually, when we think of lift as we climb, it's the idea of, we need to be reaching out to someone else to help them as well to move up. So great opportunity to invite a friend to come to the conference, or to just reach out to someone and check in on them. But also, please, 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 everyone, put your hand out and ask for help, and ask to be lifted as well, because you're just as equal in the partnership there to say, hey, bring me along. Hey, where are you going? Hey, what's happening here? Hey, can you help me with this? It's also on us, the onus is on us to put ourselves forward for that as well. So I thank you for being with me today, Heather. Great to hear the different things that really kind of passion you and the way that you got to where you are today. Obviously, I'm looking forward to the conference and being able to meet everyone. And just thank you for the work that you do in the world. It's really important for women in leadership and in women in their communities to be part of something else.
Well, thank you, Diane. That means so much to me. And I want to also thank you for being a longstanding member of WNorth and always supporting and lifting the women around you as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And so everyone, make sure you jump over to the notes, where you're going to see more information about WNorth, about Heather, and about the conference, which I hope I can, you know, have a connect dinner with you when you come, or we can talk shop about the different sessions that are there. If you haven't yet, share this episode and this podcast with a friend, with someone else that you maybe don't know very well even, and just say, hey, I just heard this interview, would be really good for you to check it out. And that's how you start to build those connections with others, by giving them a little bit of info on something and putting out that kind of good vibes with that. And if you also haven't yet, make sure you like and subscribe, because that's how you're going to get to hear more wonderful interviews with amazing, successful women in Canada and abroad. And until next time, everyone, stay dynamic. Bye.
Thank you, Dynamic Women, for joining us today. Please hop on over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. Who do you know who needs to hear our message? We'd love it if you'd share our channel with your friends and family. If you're ready to be more dynamic, have more balance and more success, head over to www.dynamicwomenclub.com/free gift for your key to success book. Stay dynamic.